Welcome to the Lou Catino Show, where we can learn to reimagine our lifestyle.
We talk about physical health, we talk about depression, the brain, the connection between the gut and the brain, and the brain and the gut, the HPA axis. But today, we're going to talk about a new microbiome, the oral microbiome. We talk about physical health. What about our oral health? And this powerful episode today is created in collaboration with Sensodyne. I'm really, really happy that we are creating awareness about oral health for World Oral Health Day, because we focus on things that are important, but there are sometimes things that are way more important that we forget in our busy schedules. On this powerful episode, I have Dr. Kohli. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
I don't know where to start. Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan, treated the presidents across the country for years and years, practices, doctorates from different parts of the world. In fact, let me stop there and ask you to introduce yourself. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show, especially for World Oral Health Day. And I think Sensodyne is doing a great job trying to create this awareness. And it's a pleasure to have you as an expert.
Thank you. And good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see you here after flying late night flight from America. And very interesting, here is a man who talks about the health to millions of people. And he not only motivates, he makes them to understand why health is so important. And lately, when I was watching, he's talking about the gut. So it's wonderful to have you. Luke, I'll be telling you something very interesting. Now, today the world population is 7.8 billion. Out of 7.8 billion, 3.5 billion people are suffering from one form of the disease or the other form of the disease. Now, if you look into it, when we see the WHO records, it says out of every four, three people are suffering from one disease or the other disease. So, it is wonderful to have you because people follow you and people listen to you, and your message on this day will have a big impact on the society for inspiring the generations to come. Now, even you will be surprised when we talk about these things. In America, around 4 days working hours are lost because of the dental problem of the people. Now, when you talk about the loss of the working hours, is a loss of the country's productivity also. And in developing, it is much higher. And so many children are suffering. And there is a availability, cost effective, and the availability, like you have too many dentists in the cities, but you have very little dentists in the villages. So we need to people to educate, and not only educate and to make them aware, to inspire them like you inspire them for the health. I heard to make the people to understand what is the effect of the cancer. I can understand because I see a lot of cancer patients. But it will be a wonderful discussion we will have today, and I'm looking forward for that.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. It's a pleasure, like I said, to have you over here. And I love this word awareness because it leads to something that you were speaking before this started about prevention.
Yeah.
How can we invest in prevention? People already have problems, they're taking dental treatment. But how do we create this awareness so it reaches people in villages, you know, and other societies across the world? So, doctor, with life expectancy now increasing, we also need to make sure the health of our teeth are also good and strong. So why is oral health so critical when it comes to overall human health?
You know, the average human age used to be 37 years when we got liberated. That is, I'm talking about 1947. And today, it is average in India is 65 plus. Mm-hmm. And in few countries in the Europe, it is 95, Japan and other places. So as the age advances, for that good age, you need the good teeth. So basically, oral health is the mirror of the general health. So we have to look into this. And your question is very valid, why it is being neglected. Now, there are two reasons for it. One is because we were not financially that sound where we had. And second was the awareness. The awareness because people are not concerned, because dental thing is this, until and unless you know and go for examination, it only comes to know when it reaches to the extreme. Mm-hmm. So dental problem, you see, in human body, enamel is the only structure which is the hardest. It doesn't have the self-repair. Like if you have a cut, it will repair. If you have a broken bone, it will repair. But if you have a decayed tooth, it has to be repaired by the dentist, where the dentist comes into the picture. So one is the awareness, and one is the non-availability, and one, people take it very lightly, like you will find in practice, like 4 decades in the practice, we come across the people from a good society and good financial background, though they never been to the dentist for 4 decades. And when they come, this is a lot of problems. So we have to make a change, and people like you who can send the message to the masses can bring awareness and tell the people how important is oral health for the general health. And that is the most, and the government has to, like, if you ask me, I'll definitely say they should have a chapter in the books at the lower level where they should teach the student the value of the teeth, importance of the teeth, which is a must at this time.
Doctor, I love what you spoke about enamel.
Yeah.
You know, so what are some of the steps that we can take to look after enamel, especially since we can't replenish it? And what destroys any enamel? Can you tell me some things that destroy it and things that we can look at a preventive process?
Now, let's take that point. Now, if we look at it, how many people uses a brush in our society? Not even 50%. Now, oral condition, mouth is full of bacteria, as you are very well aware, with the microbes and other things. So acidic factor in the mouth, there are bacteria which produces acid. And that acid demineralizes the organic substance of the tooth and make it soft. And then that is what we call as a decay. There's nothing like keela. So it is a demineralization of the organic substance of the tooth, which decays the tooth, and it goes unnoticed. If it goes unnoticed, then it becomes sensitive. But that is not the only cause of sensitivity. Sensitivity can be because of the receding gum, because of the attrition. See, we live in a stressful life. Today we find a lot of problem, and you will be very, that will comes to your field. TMJ problem. Temporomandibular joint, people grinding the teeth in the night grinding. And these are related to the stress. And then we have a lot of issues because of the civilization. Our food habits are changing. So sensitivity is not only because of the one thing. There are so many factors for sensitivity also. Receding gum, attrition, and decay. And these are all the factors. And which are preventable if they are diagnosed at an early stage, which saves a lot of mind. So I will put it other way around. So people should invest on their health. Invest means if you are investing at early stage when you don't have problem and you go to the doctor and you are being diagnosed and you get treated, then you don't end up with the root canal and implants and you can be saved.
Right. Now, I like your point about prevention. You know, I mean, that's always the best.
Yeah.
You know, because people can save their money from treatment and also have a quality life. Yeah. Doctor, what are some of the steps that we can take to identify that our oral health is slowly getting, you know, it's getting poorer and poorer? What are some of the symptoms and some of the, you know, signs that we can recognize?
I'll start with ignorance. We don't give that much importance to the oral health. And we are not in a society where we have the insurances. Like in America, you go, people go to the dentist every 6 months and they have examination, because here is the 2-time meal is more important than going to the dentist. There are major problems are there. When tooth sensitivity comes, person thinks, let me avoid drinking or taking the ice cream. If one side is tooth is affected, he says, chalo 32 hai, is taraf se nahi to is taraf se kha lenge. These are the issues. And if we can tell the people the importance of the general health for a longer life, better eating and good, not only oral health, the gut health also, because everyone wants to live longer and times have changed, availabilities are there. And as you preach these things, and I'm really impressed, and people should understand the importance of health. I think if we bring the awareness and we send the message to the masses, it will make a lot of improvement, especially on this day. And even if we inspire 100 people, so my job is done.
And bad breath. What's your take on bad breath?
Yes.
You know, and its connection with oral health and what can we do to improve it?
Now, that's a very, very good question you have asked. Today is what we have the youngest population in the world. And it's not the time when only the boys were working. Now boys are working, girls are working, and everybody wants to go to the job. And everyone wants to look smart. And everyone wants to smell better. Now, the basic cause today of the bad health is the one is the bad oral condition. Is a gingivitis, it is a periodontitis. These are related to the tartar, and plaque accumulation is the one. Then decayed tooth. over and above, which relates to you, is the systemic diseases. There are many diseases which gives a bad smell in the mouth. Uremia, diabetes, respiratory problems, kidney problems, they reflect in the mouth. That's why they say mouth is the gateway to the general health of the person. Now, these are the things which leads, and more than anything else, lately what we are having, the intermittent fasting, in between the two meals we don't eat anything. And that can also lead to the dry mouth, and dry mouth leads to the decay, and it leads to the bad smell. People like malignancy patients, those who are cancer drugs, they have this lot of problems, salivary glands gets damaged, and they have the dryness in the mouth. And all these factors leads to the bad smell in the mouth, which is preventable if being taken care properly, or you are visiting to the concerned doctor. I will not say the dentist only. If you have a systemic disease, you get it treated by a systemic person. If you have oral disease, you should get the oral disease. And that helps a lot in that.
Doctor, you've been practicing for 4 decades. Yeah. Okay, debunk some myths. I'm sure you get a lot of strange questions and some valid questions. But what are the myths that a lot of people randomly believe that can actually limit their knowledge and their action?
See, we don't realize when person is suffering from some major disease, what oral condition can lead to. Recently, we had a patient who got some implants done. And then she goes back and then she has a rheumatological problem and she is not able to correlate how it comes. And you will be surprised, the cause was detected from the dry mouth. Wow. It has a correlation with your arthritis. Now, most of the people think sugar is the only thing which is the cause of the bad teeth, which is not true. Sugar is one of the reasons for tooth decay, which gives an environment, acidic environment, they produce the acid, which leads to the enamel decay, mm-hmm. which we discussed. But the basic cause is, if you have a decay, if you have tooth gum receding, you have tartar, these are all the reasons for your dental problem. Okay. Now, second thing people think, brushing harder makes your teeth whiter, which is not right. Gentle brushing for 2 minutes is very good, and you can keep your teeth for the lifetime. Whereas with the harder brushing, you can rub off the enamel. That's where we need the sensitive toothpaste. Brushing is separate, mouthwash is separate. Coming to the thing, people think after certain age, teeth have to go. It's not true. I have the patient who is 103, still maintained his teeth. So it goes with the body. But if you take good care of the teeth, you can keep the teeth for the lifetime and you can enjoy. Now, second thing, dental problem not only affect the oral cavity, it affects your general health also. As I told you in the beginning, if our teeth are not proper or not there, we cannot chew the food better. If our salivary glands are not producing enough amylase, so food is not being broken, the sugar particles, and it affects the gut also. Mm-hmm. So for a good health, you definitely need good health. But I think more than that is a disciplined life. You should have a disciplined life. I heard your couple of videos where you are talking about yoga, you are talking about. But in real life, all these things are very practical and they change your mindset. And if you don't have a proper sleep, I was listening to that. So even that, you have proper 8 hours sleep, which I heard in that. And that is the best part. Mm-hmm. And you are fresh after traveling so long. So these things do matter in lifestyle. These we call as the lifestyle changes, like diabetes, your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. These are lifestyle diseases. Yeah. So you have to change your lifestyle. But as far as oral health is concerned, if you can invest on your oral health, you are saving a lot of money, you are smiling, and you are keeping fit. And I wish on the Dental Health Day, everyone a beautiful smile.
Yeah, I wanted to relate that. So yeah. So I was just in Africa, the Maasai Mara, yeah. And none of them lose their teeth.
Yeah.
They don't have eyesight problems, they don't wear spectacles, and they don't lose their teeth. So you are absolutely right about that, because that's a myth we hear. Oh, people blame it on age. Yeah. I'm getting older, so your knees will pain. I'm getting older, so the teeth will fall. But I think that's a mindset. And if we really invest in prevention, we can
Prevention is better than cure.
Prevention is better than cure.
And let me add on here, very interesting on the note. As you said, let's go back in the history. In the older people, neither we had that many dentists nor we had that many facilities. But still people were living with the good teeth. And see, there was a time when we are able to chew the food better. Mm-hmm. And we had the habit of cleaning and rinsing the mouth after every meal. That has a big mouthwash thing. Yeah. And plus, we used to have the sugar cane. We used to have chana. Mm-hmm. These days, we are on the softer diet. We are on the junk food. So, changing lifestyle also has a lot of importance and effect on the general health of the human being.
Absolutely. From a dietary aspect, I completely agree, because today people's breakfasts are becoming smoothies, pureed foods for even children. And they need to develop jaw strength by chewing. But everything's become pureed and, you know, like you rightly said, it's a change in lifestyle. Yeah. So, doctor, if all of us want to start our journey today, okay, we all want to take our first couple of steps towards building great oral health. Can you take us through that journey? Where do we start? What do we do?
We should bring an awareness into the masses. That is number one. I recommend everyone to visit the dentist at least once a year. And please invest on your, not only on oral health, on your general health, so that you can live longer, you can eat better, and you can smile better.
That's great. Any steps on the brushing techniques? I know you said that brushing hard is not going to make your teeth whiter.
It depends. See, brushing technique, if you ask me, the advisable will be like you should not brush for 30 seconds. You should do at least 2 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the rotatory motion, and you can see it on any video on the internet, how to brush. I cannot show you here because I don't have the model, so you can see any video for 2 minutes. But you should be very gentle in brushing, don't be harsh. And use the brush. If you are stressful, then you use a soft brush. If you are gentle and you are soft, then you use a little mild brush. But anybody who is very harsh and using a very hard brush, he might rub off the teeth. And life should be stress-free. We should live for living and make it happy life.
I love when a dentist says that too. Every medical professional should be saying that, but you've been stressing on that right from the start. So I truly understand the connection between chronic stress and, you know, all forms of disease.
Stress has a big role in dentistry also, because these days we are coming with the temporomandibular joint problem, major problem, clicking sound coming, and then grinding of the teeth in the night grinding. And then another thing I would mention here is the sleep apnea. Yes. You have to look into that. That's a major issue these days. Mm-hmm. People are sleeping with the open mouth and all, and they need the sleep studies, and which is very much related to the dentistry. That when you are sleeping with the open mouth, the dryness comes and you are more prone to the dental disease.
Right. Yeah. Doctor, if you had the whole world listening to you for the next 2 minutes, what message would you leave us for oral health? From your practice, from your experience, seeing the mistakes that other people have done, you've mentioned neglect, you've mentioned ignorance. You know, what advice and what message would you leave for all of us?
My message will be only one. Whosoever is listening, you and me, if they get few tips from here and they start giving importance to their oral health, so my job will be done from your side plus my side. If we can change, we can make a change in the life of any person. So our day is made.
Thank you so much, Doctor. In our endeavor to help everyone reimagine their lifestyle, as you can see, it's never just physical health alone. It's oral health. It's your microbiome. It's your spiritual health, your emotional, mental, everything together, because that's how amazing and intricate and intelligent the human body is. Dr. Kohli, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
You.
Thank you so much for educating us on World Oral Health Day. Thank you. This episode has been powered by Sensodyne. And we look forward to more awareness reaching millions of people across our country and the world.
Stay tuned for more. We're going to continue our journey, learning, sharing, and evolving.